Welcome to episode number 22. This is Alicia with Crime Squared, and this week Katie covers an awesome story about the sleepwalker. We hope you guys enjoy it. Hey guys, this is Alicia.
And Katie.
What episode is this? 24? 22? Okay. Hey, I was kind of there.
I think it's 22. I hope it's 22. Otherwise, I'm just slinging numbers out there.
We'll go with it.
We'll someone put it will in an edit if it's wrong. Okay. So this has been kind of hectic for us. And I think we're going to stick with the every 2 weeks kind of episode because it's working for us right now, kind of.
Yeah, it's a little different when you have two kids and you're both working and sports and, you know, trying to still socialize. It's been... Yeah,
it's a lot.
Sick. I'm sure at some point we'll...
curve.
Yeah, at some point we'll pick back up and do an extra one here and there when things kind of settle. When we... Jordan will be one in a couple months. And baby girl is still super, super, super tiny.
Yeah. But I'll move her into her own room here in another month or month and a half. So I'll get my room and office back.
Yay!
After her next doctor's appointment, probably.
What does she weigh now?
But at her last appointment, she was almost 12 pounds.
Oh my gosh, what a chunk.
Do you have any sleepwalkers in your family, or are you a sleepwalker?
It's so funny that you say that. I promise. Yeah, I just know it's going to come out to me probably something real fucked up, and I'm going to be like strapping myself and my daughter to our beds now. Ariana and I are both huge sleepwalkers. I have not sleptwalked, is that how you say that?
In, I don't know.
In years, like I was probably 17, maybe 16 the last time that I did. Ariana still does every once in a while, but she, like, we both talk in our sleep, can have a whole carry on a whole conversation by ourselves. Ariana does it to the point where she'll come out and she'll be like, where's, like, one weekend her friend Ashley spent the night, so she'll come out and sleepwalking and look over at us real creeped out. We're like, where's Ashley? She's at home. Well, why did you take her home? And her eyes are wide open. Like she's there, but she's not there. We have a whole conversation. All of a sudden she gets real sad and, oh, I understand. I'm sorry. And she goes back to bed. In the morning, doesn't remember any of it, like at all.
Okay. Well, keep that in mind when I tell you my story.
Okay,
so this story is going to be kind of a hodgepodge of like different tellings of what actually happened during the murder. And the murderer claims to have no recollection of what happened at all.
Eek.
So it's kind of is it an insanity plea, or do you have no control over your body and not know what's going on? Like, do you have cognitive ability to make decisions properly or not? So Scott Falater is the sleepwalk killer. And in his own words, all I can say is I do not know what happened. I do know for sure I never planned it. There's nothing for me to gain from it.
Well, okay.
There's no one else I can place the responsibility on. It's on my shoulders. I accept that, and I have moved on. Is what he said. So
wow.
Family members and friends said Scott and his wife were a devoted couple and actively involved in the community, or as Christine from ATWWD would say, a pillar of the community.
Hey!
So Yarmila was his wife, and the wife would talk to her friends about, you know, their marriage and that kind of stuff, and basically say that they had, like, the perfect relationship, that she couldn't come up with anything, that would like annoy her or anything that her husband did that was an issue in their relationship. And they had two kids together. But on January 16th, 1997, the night before the incident, Scott said he was woken up around 3 a.m. by what sounded like someone outside their window. He went to go check, but he didn't find anything, and he didn't sleep much after that. And then the next day, Scott had a long day as an engineer, and when he got home, his wife asked him to take a look at the pool filter. He had an early morning class to teach at church the next day. They were Mormon, by the way. He needed to prepare for, and then he would take a look at the filter. So by the time that he finished prepping for his class, it was about 9 o'clock at night, and he went out to go figure out the pool filter. But he was unable to figure it out because it had gotten dark already. And so he just said, I'm going to come inside and I'll figure it out tomorrow when it's light out. So he came back inside. Carmilla, his wife, was asleep on the couch. So he said that he kissed her and he went up to bed. And because he was so exhausted from not sleeping the night before, and then he had a long day at work, he fell asleep within like a half an hour, so pretty quickly after. And what happened between now and the incident is a complete black hole for him. He doesn't remember any of
Damn. I mean, I
So
guess I can
then,
kind of relate because even now, having, almost 11-year-old and almost 1-year-old, like my weeks just go by in like such a blur. So I can't imagine when you are able to actually get a full night's sleep. Like, yeah, you're kind of in zombie mode
right. So the
to a
next
point.
thing that he remembered was being yelled at by cops while he was standing at the top of the stairs in his PJs.
Oh.
Yeah, so next door neighbors would be the witnesses to what happened next, and they would eventually call 911.
Oh.
So around 10 p.m., the neighbors Coons and his girlfriend Stephanie heard moaning and horrible groans. So Coons went outside to investigate. When he looked over their adjoining fence, he saw a woman on the ground moving very little and appeared to be intoxicated. He then saw Scott come over to the woman and move her by the pool. He then shoved her into the pool and held her head underwater.
And they watch this.
At this point is when Coons ran back inside to his home, stating to his girlfriend that Scott was drowning his wife and called 911.
Oh my gosh.
When the officers arrived at the scene, the pool was red with blood and they knew it wasn't good. One officer likened it to a shark attack, is what he would imagine, like how much
Holy
blood was
cow.
in the pool.
Holy cow.
So apparently they didn't knock on the door or go inside previously to come into the backyard at this point. They just went straight back there because two of the three officers notices movement upstairs. And they rushed inside while one officer stayed outside with Yarmila. Scott was at the top of the stairs when the officers found him, and they drew their guns and yelled for him to get on the ground. So this is when he remembers waking up. He was confused and he didn't know what happened. Scott kept asking what's going on, only to hear them yelling at him. Get on the ground, get on the ground, with guns pointed at him. So Officer Trancher asked Scott who else was in the house, and he replied, there's four of us, my two kids, my wife, and myself. This really confused him because he'd just seen the wife murdered in the pool. So he was like, something's off here. So Scott was handcuffed and taken down to the stations while the kids were woken up and told what had happened.
How
Yeah.
old are the kids?
I only saw the age of the oldest one, which was 12.
I mean, I guess regardless of the age, you don't fucking wake up kids and be like, hey, by the way, your dad just murdered your mother. Like, no.
No, because one statement that I saw, the oldest son was like, I remember going to bed at night and then being woke up 3 a.m. the next morning as a 12-year-old boy who was just told that his mother was murdered. I'm like,
That is not okay.
that's pretty life-changing. That's not
Yeah.
something that you just blurred out.
Oh, that's awful. That
So,
poor child.
yeah. So Scott couldn't believe what had happened, and he didn't fully comprehend that his wife had died or was dead. Homicide detective assigned to the case said that Scott stuck to his story about not knowing anything about what happened. And at one point, he was told his wife was stabbed before being drowned, and the neighbor had seen the drowning. He then said, "How do you not remember? You have blood on your neck." And Scott touched his neck and said, "I didn't know it was there."
Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh. That's such a fun,
So,
like, I can relate because I'm sure he was fucking exhausted with having kids and how busy they were. But I don't, I mean, you know, when I talk in my sleep, a little bit of me is kind of there. Like, I kind of vaguely remember some things. I can't imagine fucking murdering my significant other. Like, what?
I talk in my sleep, but I never get out of bed.
Babe, have I ever walked in my sleep?
Not that I've seen.
Not that he's seen, he says.
No, well, at least you're safe for now.
Now.
So the detective hogwash. During the trial, 2 years later in 1999, they sought the death penalty for his crimes. And during the trial, it was revealed, yeah, the death penalty. This was in Arizona. During the trial, it was revealed that Yarmila was stabbed 44 times before being drowned, which Scott had not previously heard. Yeah, 44
34
times.
times.
No,
40, oh,
44.
holy shit. So
Yeah.
the neighbors
And so,
saw stabbing or just saw the drowning?
they just saw the drowning. Nobody saw the stabbing.
Did they find a knife?
Yes, it was a hunting knife.
Did he hunt?
I didn't see anything on that. Which I didn't think Mormons really hunted.
Yeah, I was gonna say, being Mormon, one, and two, I think it would be a very, whether or not he was a hunter, do you think the investigators would have mentioned that? Because, you know, if he wasn't a hunter, then was it really him, or how did he get that type of a knife? And if he was a hunter, then they would have said something like, well, you know, he was a hunter, so of course he had this equipment. That's fishy.
Now, they kind of said, well, if he was working on a pool filter, where would he have gotten his hunting knife from? Because you wouldn't use something like that trying to fix a pool filter.
That's also true.
Yeah, so it was really weird. And he seemed kind of shocked when they said that she was stabbed 44 times. So he might have known that she was stabbed, but not 44 times before the trial.
Yeah,
So he didn't even get the full story because he didn't know what happened. And they
that's
aren't telling him
awful.
everything.
That is awful.
So, being that she was stabbed 44 times, the defense team was going with the husband was wide, not that he was like in a comatose sleepwalking
That's a
incident.
lot of action to happen while you're sleepwalking.
And they said some of the wounds were defensive and some of them were just passive, like she wasn't moving or fighting back after she had gotten stabbed so many times, which I mean, 44 times, I would stop moving too at some point.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You'd just be dead. Your body would just,
Kind of limp.
yeah, a defense
Oh.
mechanism. So during the trial, the neighbor Coons testified that he saw Yarmila on the ground and Scott was pacing, wringing his hands, and turning lights on and off, trying to decide what to do before he put her in the pool to drown. If you saw your neighbor doing this and pacing around and you saw the wife on the ground, like, why wouldn't you
Why
have
did he
called
not speak?
911 sooner? Why did you wait for
Or interfere?
that?
Like,
Yeah.
jump the fence and fucking get her out of the damn pool or tackle the motherfucker? Like, sorry for my language, but
Like,
oh my gosh, like, there's so
if
many
you
other things
saw
that
her,
you could have
yeah, if you saw her on the ground and she didn't look good, why didn't you go over there before he had a chance to drown her?
I mean, have you not seen the show You?
I have not.
Oh my god.
No.
You're gonna watch the show and you're gonna be like, what the hell is wrong with people?
Is that the one with the guy from Gossip Girl?
I don't know, I never watched Gossip Girl.
Oh. Well, I don't know now. Okay, so one turn of events was Scott's mother's testimony saying that he used to sleepwalk. Originally, his attorneys were going to plead guilty by reason of insanity, since he couldn't remember any of the events. Sleepwalking tends to happen in adults when they're under a lot of stress in their lives. And she said as a child, he would sleepwalk a lot and have no recollection of what happened. His mother and his sister then proceeded to talk about how many times when he was a child of the things that he would do while he was sleepwalking to prove their point.
Like creepy things or just like average normal things?
Like he would come down to the kitchen and have like a full-on conversation, make a sandwich, and go back to bed.
Make a sandwich?
So,
Who is he, Joey?
I mean, he did push his sister in one incident when she tried to put her hands on him and get him back to bed. So that shows like he kind of gets defensive
Yeah.
when he's in
Still,
while
the fact that he
sleepwalking.
has family that spoke up on his behalf and said that it's not abnormal for him to do this and that it's very common for him to not have any recollection, like that says a lot.
Right. So his attorneys used this information and began to build a defense. They brought in two of the leading sleep specialists to consult on the case. They both believed that Scott was sleepwalking. If Yarmila had disturbed him while sleeping or sleepwalking, it could have been viewed by his subconscious as a threat and he took action against it.
Yeah, I mean, if he pushed his sister when he was like that.
So then, to prove their point, they called in his cellmates that he had been for years, who said that they
Oh.
had also witnessed him sleepwalking in the cell. So it's still going
Dude,
on.
that's huge.
So per ABC's article, a detective who had searched the Falater home, which is Scott and Yarmila's home, describing the moment he found bloody clothes in a food container and a bloody hunting style knife in a spare tire storage area in the back of Scott Falater's car. The police said that this was evidence that showed Scott hid his clothes and the murder weapon, had tried to wash the blood off of him, and he had changed clothes. So all of those things were hidden, that he knew what he was doing.
But if he subconsciously, if his wife was trying to get him back in bed and his subconscious was trying to defend himself, there's no saying what else he could do. So maybe subconsciously he's like, okay, well now I'm dirty. Like I gotta go get cleaned or something
Clean.
and put the stuff away and then continue on. Like kind of like you're in zombie mode. I mean, I'm not justifying it, you know, if he really did do it because. I mean, this poor mom and wife lost her life. Like, that's awful. But,
Right.
like, maybe I can relate a little extra because I do sleepwalk, but I don't think I would ever do anything that awful. Especially, I mean, if they've never had problems, had a great marriage, great life, great kids, great work, great, like, committed to a relationship and religion. Like, I don't know. Usually there's some little flags here and there that kind of pop up. They're like, yeah, I could kind of see that. So far, no one has said anything like that.
Right.
Ugh.
But I mean, even in his, not confession, his interrogation, blood on his neck. So it doesn't sound like if you were to have taken a shower, that would have washed off. So he only changed his clothes. He didn't
Yeah.
take a shower or like wipe down or anything like that. It doesn't sound like that. So the defense brought in their own sleep expert who said he could have stabbed her while sleepwalking, but not 44 times. That happened, it was unusual for so many events to happen during one episode of Sleepwalking. They didn't say it
Yeah.
was out of the question. They just said it was unusual.
Or it wasn't him.
We don't know. So the jury ultimately committed him of first degree murder because the neighbor saw him drown his wife. You can't deny that.
So then is the neighbor being held accountable as well because he could have intervened?
No, he's not being held accountable. But my thought is,
your conscience isn't guilty as fuck watching your neighbor fucking drown his wife?
Well, he's the only one that saw it. So my little side theory is, well, what about the neighbor? Was the neighbor a
Did he
hunter?
do it?
Did the neighbor do it?
No.
We don't know because he is the only one that can say, hey, Scott killed his wife. He drowned her. There wasn't anyone else to corroborate this. There's not.
And even when he went inside to talk to his girlfriend didn't see anything?
Mm-mm. She was inside
That's
the house.
Sketch. That's sketch.
Yeah, so the jurors could believe the stabbing part, but not that he went back to drown her while sleepwalking. They also were suspicious of the hunting knife used and the clothes and weapons were hidden away after the incident. It was almost like a setup.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott was put up for a death sentence, but ultimately only got life in prison after the judge heard the character witness testimonies for him. And the two children gave testimony, character testimonies for him.
I mean, it's great that they were supporting their dad, but man, how traumatizing.
Well, at this time they were teenagers because it happened at 12 and then this was 2 years later.
But I'm sure that's still some
when the
type
trial
of
started.
Trigger for them when they woke up at, what, 3, 4 in the morning and were immediately told that their mom had passed or was murdered. And could you imagine having to relive trial and go through this every single time and testify and say, I don't think my dad did it because he's a fucking great guy? Like,
yet
how
they don't
awful is
believe
that?
That he did it. All of the neighbors, his church, nobody like that believed that they did it. No family members believe he did it. They were like, I don't believe he did it because he was such a great person. He wouldn't ever hurt anybody like that. So
that sounds really fishy.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How can you convict somebody that doesn't remember anything that
I mean, was his
has
DNA
a track
on the
history?
was his DNA on the gun or on the knife?
I didn't see anything about that, but I assume so, since her blood was on him.
But if the neighbors, suppose somebody else did it, his fingerprints wouldn't be on the weapon, first of all. And second of all, I mean, the neighbor could have killed her and then, you know, been wearing
Planted
either
it.
His clothes and hid his clothes or put blood on him, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there could have been, I feel like there's a lot of open doors still on this case. Like,
oh,
you,
for sure
why did
there
they
are.
not investigate the neighbor? Why is no one questioning the fact that the neighbor saw this shit go down and did nothing to interfere? Like, and that might be just me, like, because I've been in some really fucked up situations where people have witnessed, like, me be abused and not stand up for me or help me or any fucking thing. Like, so that makes me a whole nother level of pissed off. Like, you literally watched your neighbor drown his wife. And instead of trying to help or yell at him, you went back inside to tell your girlfriend and then call 911. Like,
it's
no.
also a little fishy that he waited until he saw his neighbor drown his wife. Back later and said, well, I saw him pacing around, wringing his hands, turning lights on and off. That right there, you should be like, that's suspicious. I'm going to call it in and have them do a welfare check at the least.
He had plenty of time. Like, he literally watched all of this happen. And somewhere in there, he also planted his clothes and, you know, tried to clean stuff up. I mean, that's probably what, a good 10, 30 hour? Oh, that's a good chunk of time.
Yeah. I mean, what is the rule? Police have to be able to respond to a house in like a certain amount of minutes, like
Yeah,
5 or 10 minutes, something like
I
that.
wonder if that varies on, if it's a smaller town. I mean, obviously, in Hastings, it wouldn't really take long, even with bad roads, because of weather. Still, maybe takes you 10, 15 minutes tops to get across town. Whereas
Right.
you're in a big city, maybe a little longer, but
Yeah, but they should have
don't
more.
know. Deputies.
What are they called? Yeah, well, deputies, but more stations, I guess.
Yeah.
So if you're out patrolling, you're only in a certain area so that you can respond to whatever those calls.
I wonder if the wife was having an affair or if the neighbor was just very infatuated with her and she kept saying, like, either turning him down or wanted to come out about the relationship, and then maybe that's why he killed her. I don't know. The neighbor's super fishy, super freaking fishy.
I don't think she had an affair with anybody. I don't think she had any connection to any of that because she seemed like such a good wife, mom. Like she was always involved in the community,
Yeah.
volunteering with her kids, with church, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't sound like she would have honestly had like time to be able to have an affair. But then again, I don't know.
I mean, supposing that the neighbor's the one that killed her, why else would he have killed her?
Why would he have let his neighbor take the fall for it?
Yeah, that too. There's just so many questions that I have now. Oh my God. And the fact that her husband is still, saying, I don't remember doing any of this, but I'll face the consequences. I would not have been that big of a person. I would be like, no, fuck y'all. I didn't do a damn thing. I ain't going to jail. No. And he's just like, I already feel
Yeah,
fucking
he
awful. My wife
maintains
is
his
gone.
innocence. Yeah,
That's so
so
sad.
Scott is living out his sentence in prison currently. His children still visit him in jail, but it's
Oh.
been more restricted as of late because of COVID.
Yeah.
They still want a relationship with him and believe they still hold steadfast believing that he didn't kill their mother.
Yeah.
And throughout the entire thing, Scott was incredibly regretful and in awe that he could have done such a thing. And he maintains that he had no idea of what was going on and that the only person that truly knows what happened that night was his wife. And he hopes to be reunited with her one day in heaven and find out what truly happened and that he hopes that she can forgive him for his actions.
Oh, that's so
So,
sad. So soon,
how
so
can you
sad.
say something like that, and if you actually knew that you killed your wife and you did all this horrible stuff, how could you maintain that innocence through this entire thing and be like, I really hope my wife can forgive me, and like someday when I go to join
Yeah.
her, she'll forgive me and tell me what happened.
Yeah. And it sounds like in jail, he's probably not stirring up a bunch of drama. He's not getting fights. Like, he's probably continuing to be a good freaking man.
No, he's still doing all of his religious studies and he was teaching yoga classes.
Oh.
That's what I saw. I'm like, somebody who murdered people don't teach yoga classes.
Oh.
You
And
just
if
don't
so,
have
that's
the
a
peace of
serious
mind to
type.
do it.
And if so, that's a serious type of sociopath.
Right. So, did he do it or was he sleepwalking?
I don't think he did it, but man, that's some serious sleepwalking. If so, like, holy shit.
How, I mean, I have a falling dream and I wake up freaked out. How
Yeah.
could you literally murder someone in your sleep and
Yeah.
not?
It just
And
doesn't even sound very plausible. I mean, even like to make a sandwich, that's one thing, but I mean, holding a body down into the pool, like that takes a lot of, I mean, I don't want to, I mean, after being stabbed that that many times. What'd you say, 44 times?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she wasn't necessarily
She was dead
resisting,
weight.
but that's still a lot of fucking weight to push down into a pool and drown someone.
I don't know how big or how heavy she was, but say you pull me into a pool. I'm 150, 160. That's a lot of dead weight to pull into. Have you ever tried to get a dead weight toddler off of the couch and put them to bed? They're
All of a
like
sudden, it's a
35
mound of,
pounds.
yeah, it's a mound of cinder blocks.
Yeah. Imagine being a full ass grown woman.
Awful. And
Like,
then to still, even after that, go and hide all of your clothing, put new clothing on, like, because they said it was in his car.
yeah.
And then to still go all the way back inside and then change your clothes and then pace around and then flip some switches in your house. Like, the fact that somebody stood there and watched, like, I cannot get over that. Like, he watched all this shit happen, like, watched it all, like, even detailed and said, I watched him flip some lights and I watched him pace. Like, you watched a motherfucker pace. Like, when I pace, like, it's either super high anxiety and I'm like fast pacing back and forth, or I'm like thinking and it's a little slower, like process, like you can tell I'm processing things.
Right.
So I mean, I guess there is a little bit of a difference in the pacing, but still, like, you watched all the shit happen.
It was probably like a manic pacing. Like, oh shit, I just killed my wife. What do I do now? I need to figure this out. So
That's a lot for this guy.
I'm stuck in between whether he actually did it or he was sleepwalking.
Are lie detector tests admissible in court in Arizona?
I think they're admissible anywhere. It's just whether you want to use it or not.
Did they do any type of sleep test on him?
Yeah, with the his lawyer brought in.
Yeah.
And he
Oh,
did
that's just so
sleepwalk
weird.
and stuff.
I don't
But
think he did it.
you think someone else did it?
Yeah, I want to say it was a neighbor because it's so freaking sketchy for someone to watch something of that severity. If somebody lost their fucking life, like she left two kids behind. Now these two kids, yes, they have their father still, but it's not like he can really contribute to them at all. But
No.
these
So
kids
they
have,
lost both of their parents,
yeah, that's
essentially.
awful. No, that's absolutely awful. And you know, I'm not saying that she didn't maybe try and get him to go back to sleep, and maybe he did push her or something. I don't think that he stabbed and murdered her by any means. Like, no way. That's a lot to fucking do while you're sleepwalking.
Yeah, you can't, in my mind, I don't think someone could stab another human sleepwalking 44 times. Maybe once,
Like,
maybe
that's
twice.
anger. That's anger.
But you have to have the coherentness. Because if you see someone coming at you with a knife, unless he did it while she was sleeping on the couch, at some point she would have, I mean, she would have woken up after that first stab and try and pushed him off. I
Did
mean,
they find a trail of blood anywhere from when she was stabbed? I mean, did they verify that she was stabbed in the house and like dragged outside or carried outside or something like that?
didn't see any of that.
What?
There's a lot of missing
Yo.
details here.
Yeah, if somebody was stabbed and murdered on my property, best freaking believe I want details. Like, where were they stabbed? Where did it happen? Because that room needs a lot of extra sage now. And were they dragged there? Were they carried there? There has to be, if they were stabbed, there would be blood leaking everywhere, like gushing
Right.
everywhere.
You would have had to hit a main artery somewhere at some point,
Yeah.
and they would have just probably bled out, I would assume. Also, if he stabbed her inside and then she was hurt outside, he would have had to drag her outside, and then she was moaning and groaning for the neighbors to hear. Then he had to drag her back over to the pool or out even further to the pool, however it was set up. Like, if he was really
And
thinking about it, he would have just taken her straight to the pool.
And the neighbor said that he saw him push her into the pool and then hold her in the water. So was she laying on the ground? Like he dragged her out there and rolled her into the pool? Or he carried her
So
out
she
there
was
and
on
used
the
all of.
grass. She was in the grass, and then he brought her over to the pool.
It's so weird.
And he put her in the
Too
pool and held
many
her head under.
unanswered questions.
There's too many missing time bubbles and things that make sense.
And one sketchy ass neighbor.
Yeah,
Yo, I don't
I
care
don't
where
like
you
the
freaking
neighbor.
live. If you live out in the country or if you can see your butt ass naked neighbors banging it on their balcony at their house, if you hear them freaking bickering and it gets physical, fucking call the cops. I don't care who you are. If they're getting physical, you need to call someone because all it takes is one drop of alcohol or substance abuse or cheating. Like, it literally takes the littlest thing to set somebody's trigger off. I don't care how good of a person you are. You need to say
Right.
something. You need to say something. Oh,
See
that
something,
drives
say
me crazy.
something. Or hear something,
Yes.
say something.
Like, please, like, let me go outside and argue with my husband. And then right after we're done arguing, we're doing our sexy time thing. And the neighbors still think we're arguing. So the cops come over, like, oh, yeah, we were just having a normal argument and we're banging it out now. Like, we're fine. Hey, I know my neighbors are paying attention. Like, if some shit goes down, they got me. Cool.
Yeah, I
That's
would
good to
rather
know.
someone call it in and know that, we should probably not have a fight outside now,
Yeah.
but know that someone is looking out for you. It's a lot more, what's the word? It puts your mind at
Cautious?
ease
Yeah, oh, for sure.
knowing that someone would call it in. But then
So
again,
true.
they might not call it in next time if you're having an argument and then the cop comes and is like, hey, they're fine. They're fucking.
Yeah. I feel like you can usually tell a difference, though. Like, there's usually a difference in, like, first of all, the woman's tone of voice. It's very easy to tell if she's
Oh,
just really
yeah.
frustrated, like, fucking go do the dishes already. Or, why the fuck did you cheat on me? Very different. Either way, just say something.
Better safe than sorry.
Even if your neighbors don't talk to you for a little bit, just cook them some bomb ass food and give them some beer. You'll be fine. You'll
Sorry I bothered you with my arguing and then probably with my
Boating.
sexual endeavors.
Oh man.
It
But
is
in all
what it is.
seriousness, that poor, poor guy. And the
Right.
kids and their mom. Oh, that's so sad. And no
It's
one will ever know the truth.
one thing if you did it and you know you did it and the details of it. It's a totally different, oh my God, I'm sorry. It's a totally
No, I'm
different
yawning
one
too.
if you have no idea what happened, you're accused of murdering your wife, and you'll never know. You'll never know what happened. Thank God
And
for
kudos.
security cameras now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody's got
Yes.
that shit on CCTV somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so crazy.
Couldn't imagine being in his shoes. Like, you wake up with guns pointed in your face. Get on the ground, get on the ground. You murdered your wife. And you're just like, what the fuck? I just went to bed. I was working on a pool filter. What are you talking about? Like,
Yeah,
I
that'd
could
be
not.
terrifying.
Right? You wouldn't be able to
And
piece it together.
I can't,
So if you
like, I can't even
sleepwalk.
imagine. Yeah, I'm gonna, well, first of all, I'm gonna start messing with Nana when she sleepwalks to see how she reacts when we, I don't know, stand in her way or, I don't know. Sometimes when
See if
she
she gets
sleepwalks,
aggressive or
because,
not.
yeah, like, I gotta know now. I mean, I don't really want to shepherd to her bed, but Jesus.
Might want to turn that lock around on her door.
Ah.
Oh,
He's gonna go to school and be like, yeah, my mom locks me in my room at night because I sleepwalk. What?
Yo,
I want to say.
My parents
Go
used
ahead.
to lock me in my room when I was like 2, 3 years old because I had figured out how to get out in the middle of the night. I figured out the deadbolt and they put a chain at the top of the front door. I figured out how to get that shit out. So I would like run down the street. So they had to lock my door because I was a
Oh
loose
my
escape
gosh.
artist. Obviously, they
Dude,
would let me
okay,
out
so
if I like had to go pee or something, but.
that's where Lakin gets it from.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I did not know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was a little escape artist.
But
So some.
sleepwalk, like you did this fully
Oh, no.
conscious.
Yeah, I was completely coherent.
Oh
I just
my
wanted to get
gosh,
out.
that's insane.
I was just an escape.
Oh my gosh.
I was a little shit talk. Like, I would just keep breaking out.
I don't
So
want
they
to
had
say
to
I'm
lock me in my room.
surprised because I'm not surprised, but I kind of am because that's not like now as an adult knowing you, that's not who you are like at all.
Dude, no. If I go to bed, the only thing that's waking me up is my kids. Like,
Yeah.
I am out cold. I don't sleepwalk. I don't. I might talk in my sleep, but it's normally something stupid.
Yeah, I say a lot of stupid stuff when I'm in my sleep. I
My
usually,
kids.
to be honest, I remember I talk a lot about food.
Mike says I
What do I
talk a
talk
lot
about in my
about
sleep?
work.
You talk me food. What?
Mike says I talk about work a lot.
That does not
He
surprise
says
me at
I've
all.
yelled at technicians in my sleep before.
I believe that. I believe that 100%.
He's like, you don't know
I
how to
know.
let go.
I also
I'm
agree.
like, you're not wrong.
I know growing
This
up,
is
I
like.
am like when I first started dating, I know I would talk a lot about like those boys like in my sleep. My mom would tell me that. I've talked a lot about food in my sleep before, about like trying to remember recipes. And then and Jesse says now I don't really talk in my sleep. I kind of just like grunt and
Mumble.
yeah. No, she will have a full on conversation with us. And if we tell her like we've learned just to kind of like go along with what she's saying, there's been a couple of times where I'm like, no, just go to sleep. And then she's like, you're always so mean to me. I just want to talk to you, mom. I just want to cuddle. And then she always like she goes from like being angry to like just love me. And then all of a sudden she's like, all right, good night. She just goes back to
Oh God.
like, and
Oh.
that's who she is. But dude, that shit's scary. I feel so bad
Yeah, it
for
is. So that's it. That's my case.
well. We'll have to kind of stay on top of that and see if anything changes with that. Surely his
Well,
family's still fighting to try and get him out of there.
it's been since 1999, so I don't think anything's gonna change.
There has been no movement on that at all.
No, they haven't even filed appeals or anything.
So he's just like really at, I don't want to say at ease.
He's accepted
Like
his
he's just.
fate. He's like, I did it. Or so everyone tells me.
Yeah. So people tell me that I murdered my wife. I'm gonna believe it. No, frick that. No, ugh. He has a really big. I mean, I think I have a big heart, but ain't no way in hell I'd have the. I don't want to say like the nerve, but to just literally sit there and take it. No, I didn't do that. I'm not
Yeah.
sitting in jail.
I don't think I would take it
Missing out on
either.
my kids. Oh, but at least his
Right.
kids are still going to
Knowing the
see him, and
error.
I'm assuming that the kids are with the family solely, so it's not like they went into the system and any of that stuff, but
Yeah.
still sucks.
But I mean, they still talk to him and everything, and they don't believe that he did it. Or
I mean,
not
I'm sure
knowingly
that's
did it, at least.
saying in the morning, I wake up for my kids and I'm here for my kids is a whole nother meaning when you're in jail and you literally have no life.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Was a
They're
good
like, all
story,
right, for
though.
you. Yeah, it was
I like
different,
that.
right?
Yeah, my story next time will not be this mellow.
Oh, God.
Mine's
Okay.
pretty fucked up.
So be prepared. Have a drink.
Yes, I will also be having a drink.
All
Well,
right,
that's all
well,
we have,
guys,
guys.
we will see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You can find our socials on Facebook and Instagram. And if you don't mind taking a minute and heading on over to Apple Podcasts and giving us a review and subscribe, we'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you.